Hello, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. First, from the front page of the Commercial News, the top story is entitled City OKs More Virus Funds Applications. And this is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. The city continues to approve applications for community development block grants from additional funding for residents and small businesses impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. City of Danville officials report they've approved 60 applications for rent, mortgage, and vehicle payment assistance for a total of $69,000. There are 133 applications in progress, and we are setting up appointments to assist applicants in filling out the applications, according to Danville Grants and Planning Manager Logan Kronk. They have roughly 20-plus appointments made at this point in time, he said. They also have approved 15 small business assistance grants, totaling $102,000, and 44 that are in progress. City officials said about 160 households who have had family members lose their job or family members currently unemployed due to COVID-19, and about 37 businesses could receive financial assistance through COVID-19 funding received by the city. Households can apply for $1,250 per household. Small business owners can apply for up to $10,000 per business, and independent business persons can apply for $2,000. Once an applicant is approved within the Neighborly software, the city and applicant enter into a contractual grant agreement to ensure the funds are being spent on what has been recorded on the application. Once the applicant signs and submits the grant agreement, the city will process payment. Businesses that have received other financial assistance through the state or payroll protection program won't be eligible for grant funding. Proof of job loss, current unemployment, or a business not operating will be required. The grants are first come, first serve. The Danville City Council approved amending the Community Development Block Grant Annual Action Plan for Program Year 2019 to include the CDBG coronavirus, funding the city received of $593,099 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Funding is to be used for the following: $373,099 for small business support grants and $200,000 for rent, mortgage, and vehicle payment assistance for low to moderate income persons, and $20,000 for administration costs. Our next front page story is entitled Saying Farewell. District 118 Retirees Quietly End Careers. This is by Carol Rome. Danville. 17 Danville School District 118 staff members, including 5 longtime teachers with 2 and 3 decades of experience, retired this summer. Starting this week, school board members will visit each retiree to honor him or her for their years of service and dedication to the district. Signs honoring these retirees are also on display in front of Edison Elementary School. The 2019-2020 school year, which required teachers to interact with their students remotely during the last 2 months of the school year because of a global pandemic, was unprecedented to say the least. As the school year came to a quiet close, 3 retiring teachers reflected on their decades of teaching. Health and physical education teacher and athletic director Howard Baker and global detectives teacher Christy Hawker, both at Northridge Middle School, and Southwest Elementary School pre-kindergarten teacher Anita Zoller, say they will cherish the many memories of students and staff they've made over the years. I have had so many memories from my time at Northridge, the great staff that I've had the pleasure to work with, and the number of students that I've had the privilege to teach, Baker said, thinking about his 22 years in the district. Baker, however, said his favorite memories entail coaching youngsters on the basketball court and watching them succeed, including Northridge's victories in the Illinois Elementary School Association Class 8-4A State Championship game in 2017 and the IESA Class 7-AA State Championship in 2006. My fondest memory was being part of two boys' basketball state championships, he said. Baker's Northridge colleague, Hawker, said she has enjoyed her 33 years working for District 118. Hawker said her favorite part was working with so many really wonderful teachers, administrators, students, and parents. That sounds really corny, but it is so true, she added. Zoller has spent her entire 34-year career as a pre-kindergarten teacher in District 118. With that age group, the smallest activity can turn into an exciting event for the little ones and their parents. My favorite memories are of special events that involved and included the parents, events such as teas, plays, concerts, dances, cooking activities, circuses, make-it-take-it nights, and reading nights, she said. Those events allow the children to showcase their talents and their learning for their families, Zoller added. Teaching is not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24-by-7 calling. I have invested my whole life into teaching, and retiring will leave a huge hole in my life and my heart. As for his retirement plans, Baker said he will continue sharing his love of sports with youngsters. I plan to play golf and spend time with my grandson Boone, he said. Hawker has many plans that will keep her busy in retirement. To start with, both of my children are getting married this fall, one in September and one in October, so that is super exciting, she said. I plan to spend time traveling around the United States with my husband. On the must-do list is Chincoteague, Virginia, to watch the ponies and Mount Rushmore. Hawker and her husband also are active as coaches of the Armstrong Potomac archery team, which boasts about 80 students a year. Zoller's retirement plans were more of a blank slate, waiting to be filled with adventure once the COVID-19 pandemic passes. The future is unknown for all of us at this point, she said. I would enjoy traveling and seeing new parts of the world. Despite how the school year and her teaching career of more than 3 decades ended, Hawker said there was a lesson to be learned from it. This year hasn't ended up quite like I had planned, Hawker said, but that is a great lesson for the future. Things don't always go as planned. Make the most of the situation you are in. Also retiring from District 118 this summer are Thomas Brown, middle school teacher at Kenneth D. Bailey Academy, 21 years with the district, 35-year teacher Julie Neal, and 4-year teaching assistant Carol Stamper, both at Edison Elementary School. Larry Withers, teaching assistant at Southview Upper Elementary School for 20 years with the district, and Joanne Young, teaching assistant at Danville High School, 20 years with the district. Other retirees include Treasurer Terry Atwood, 24 years with the district, Beth Brown, Liberty Elementary School Food Service, 22 years, Donald Chapman, Southview Upper Elementary School Custodian, 11 years, Rebecca Klein, Southwest Elementary School Social Worker, 35 years, 30-year Custodian Randy Dougherty, an 11-year food service worker, Kimball King, 12-year custodian, Jeffrey Couris, and 31-year custodian, Richard Watson, all at Danville High School, and Sean Smith, Garfield Elementary School custodian, who has 15 years with the district. Our last front page story today is entitled, Dwelling Place Serves as Cooling Center. This is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. The Dwelling Place reopened its day center earlier this month after it was closed due to COVID-19. It only just opened at the start of March inside the First Presbyterian Church at 100 North Franklin Street after years of planning to provide a place and additional resources for homeless persons, those near homelessness, and those living in poverty in Vermilion County. Now, the day center is also serving the area as a cooling center, and public distributions of hygiene and household items will start in Danville again next month. The center served as a City of Danville cooling facility for the public this past weekend and will continue to do so this summer when there is a heat index of 100 degrees or above. While no one visited the cooling center during the weekend with the heat advisory, the Dwelling Place Board President Donna Edgington said word will spread about the cooling center. "I think it's going to take a while to get things out there," Edgington said. "It was kind of decided at the last minute for the cooling center. The hours were 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on July 18th. The center, which includes an adult day room with seating, a television, tables for playing games, and charging stations for electrical devices, a family room that includes toys and activities for children, internet access, shower and kitchen facilities, and a barber shop, has seen a few visitors since it reopened on July 6th. Edgington said they are continuing to tell people they are open and they are hoping the message spreads. Regular hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. The Dwelling Place's first returning essentials, basic hygiene, and household care pantry distribution in Danville, also since being halted for a few months, will be from 1 to 3 p.m. August 27th at the Fair Oaks Pantry. "We did not do public distributions. We revamped our delivery mode," Edgington said about the past few months, adding that they partnered with organizations such as St. James and Holy Family's Food Pantries, the Hubston Multi-Agency, and School Districts for Georgetown Area Families, instead of having their regular distributions. "We're still getting products out there," she said. The Danville distributions will start first, August 27th and September 24th. It could be additional months for other public distributions outside of Danville to restart. No decision has been made yet. They are implementing a new system for the public distributions. "We would like people to pre-register," Edgington said. To pre-register, go to www.eifclient.com. This is the client intake page on the Eastern Illinois Food Bank's website. "We are asking them to meet under the pavilion across the street from the pantry. They will be issued numbers, and those that have pre-registered will get called first," Edgington said of the distribution at Fair Oaks. "Masks are recommended and social distancing will be observed." Edgington said they will have items pre-bagged, ready to be handed to people. "We want to move them through as quickly as possible," she said. "There will be hygiene products and household cleaning products to the extent that we can give them." In addition, Edgington said they are always looking for volunteers. For more information about the Day Center, please call 217-213-5308. And now we're going to turn to the obituaries for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. The first that we have today is for Vernon C. Hicks. Vernon C. Hicks, Jr., J.R., 80, passed away on Thursday, July 16, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. A celebration of life service will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, July 23, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Officiating will be Pastor James Blue. Burial will be in Stearns Cemetery in Fithian, Illinois. Memorial donations may be made to the charity of your choice. Michael Wayne Fogle, Jr. Michael "Mike" Wayne Fogle Jr., 756, of Danville, Illinois, formerly of Sidow and Schramm City, passed from this life into his heavenly home at 8:20 p.m. on Friday, July 17, 2020, at Carl Hospital in Urbana, Illinois. A walk-through visitation will be held on Wednesday, July 22, at Sidell Assembly UPC from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. All are welcome, but we ask that you practice social distancing, washing hands, and bring your own mask, as they will not be provided. Immediately following the visitation, a celebration of life service will be held for personal family as well as the Sidell Assembly Church family. Pastor Tim Pierman will be officiating the service. All flowers or donations for the family can be sent to Sidell Assembly at 301 East Main, Sidell, Illinois, 61876. Charles Setzer. Charles David Setzer, 83, of Danville, passed away at 5:50 a.m. in Arcadia Health in Danville, Illinois, on July 16, 2020. A celebration of life will be held on Wednesday, July 22, at 10 o'clock a.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Full military rights will be accorded by Catlin American Legion Post 776. Pastor Kenneth Young will officiate. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the funeral home. Interment will be in Sunset Memorial Park. It is kindly requested those in attendance for visitation or services wear a mask and practice social distancing. Memorials may be made to the Ileana Veterans Affairs Activities Fund for Veterans. Josephine E. Marriage. Josephine Ellen Marriage, 91, of Bushnell, Florida, passed away on Saturday, July 4, 2020, at Bayfront Health Hospital in Brooksville, Florida. Josephine will be laid to rest next to her husband Daniel at Georgetown Cemetery in Georgetown, Illinois. Beverly J. Miskus. Beverly J. Houston Miskus, 93, of Danville, passed away on Friday, July 18, 2020, peacefully at home. A celebration of Beverly's life will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, July 23rd at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Westville, Illinois, at 414 South State Street. Visitation will be held from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, July 22nd at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in Georgetown Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made in her honor to any humane society. Carl P. Holst. Carl Pete Holst, 73, of Danville, passed away on July 17, 2020, at 12:37 a.m. in Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A private family graveside service will be held, with Ramey Gordon officiating. Burial will be in Resurrection Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois, is assisting the family with arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions are requested to the Douglas Discovery Garden. Max N. Hoffman. Max Norman Hoffman, M.D., died Tuesday, April 21st, at his retirement home in Huntsville, Alabama. He died of congestive heart failure with complications from pneumonia. He was 94. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, final arrangements were delayed for months. The funeral was held on July 11, 2020, at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Huntsville. Max will rest in peace in the church columbarium until it is safe for his family to take him home to Indiana. He will ultimately be laid to rest in Covington's Mount Hope Cemetery. In lieu of flowers and cards, the family requests donations be made to the Western Indiana Community Foundation's Hoffman Episcopalian Scholarship Fund, or Hoffman Trojan Scholarship Fund. The foundation is located at 135 South Stringtown Road, P.O. Box 175, Covington, Indiana, 47932, or telephone 765-793-0702. Ruth Stewart. Ruth M. Stewart, 84, of Covington, died at 8:41 a.m. Sunday, July 19, 2020, at Woolbrook of Crawfordsville. Private family services and burial in Mount Hope Cemetery with Reverend Mason Schombach officiating. Shelby Funeral Home is assisting the family. Alice Louise Daly. Alice Louise Daly, 77, of Georgetown, peacefully left this life surrounded by her three children on Friday, July 17, 2020, at Pleasant Meadows Senior Living Facility. The family would like to thank the staff of Pleasant Meadows Senior Living Facility for their kindness to Alice and her family during her stay. A celebration of Alice's life will be held graveside at 2 p.m. Thursday, July 23, 2020, at Crown Hill Cemetery, Ridge Farm. The family has entrusted her care to Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown. Memorial donations can be made in her name to Georgetown Church of the Nazarene. Betty Suley. Betty S. Suley, 87, of Danville, went to be with Jesus at 12:50 p.m. on Thursday, July 16, 2020, surrounded by her husband, children, and grandchildren. A service to celebrate the life of Betty S. Suley will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July 22, 2020, at First Baptist Church in Danville. Pastor Paul Rebert will officiate. Private burial will take place at Danville National Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 21st, also at First Baptist Church. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville is in charge of arrangements. Memorials to First Baptist Church are encouraged in lieu of flowers. Dorothy B. Booten. Dorothy B. Tucker Brown Booten, or Cookie, received her wings and went to walk with Jesus on July 18, 2020, in Traverse City, Michigan. A celebration of Dorothy's life will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, July 22, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown, Illinois, with Pastor James Blue officiating. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service. Burial will be in Georgetown Cemetery. Memorials can go to Sun Valley Indian School or Hospice of Michigan. The family would like to thank all the caregivers who have cared for Dorothy during this long journey with Alzheimer's and dementia. Joyce A. Six. Joyce Ann Weininger Six, 83, of Attica, passed away at the home of her son and daughter-in-law in Lafayette with family at her side on Thursday, July 16, 2020, at 8 o'clock p.m. Friends may gather at the Mouse Funeral Home, Attica, on Sunday, July 19th, from 2 p.m. until the memorial service time at 4 p.m. with Pastor Danine Rodriguez officiating. Interment will follow at a later date in the Riverside Cemetery in Attica. Memorial contributions may be made to the Paws and Claws Animal Shelter. Alice Louise Daly. Alice Louise Daly, 77, of Georgetown, died at 11:43 p.m. Friday, July 17th, at Pleasant Meadows Senior Living in Chrisman. Graveside services will be at 2 p.m. Thursday at Crown Hill Cemetery, Ridge Farm. Pastor Gary Ferris will officiate. Burial will be in Crown Hill Cemetery, Sunset's Houghton Leisure Funeral Home in Georgetown is in charge of arrangements. Abraham Moore. Abraham Moore, 91, of Danville, died Sunday, July 19, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek & Sons Funeral Home, 304 East Williams Street in Danville. And in other news from the commercial news, we have an article entitled Hupston Cancels Class of 20 Graduation. This is by Carol Hicks. Hupston. Graduation was canceled for all seniors this year from high school to colleges in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. Its effect was a major blow to many who looked forward to the experience of walking down the aisle with family and friends in attendance, the parties after, the final tears of farewells with classmates. This was not allowed to happen this year due to the pandemic. Hupston seniors lost a big part of their last year of high school to the untimely advent of the coronavirus and the shutdown of schools in March. It's a memory that will have a lasting effect on what was lost to them this special year. The school staff and school board tried to lessen the loss and decided to hold a delayed in-person graduation on August 2nd with the traditional commencement ceremony if conditions improved enough. In the meantime, the community and school district held a special parade and virtual graduation for the seniors in lieu of the regular graduation in May when they should have walked down the aisle. Friday, in a press conference from Principal John Klaber, the graduating seniors once again were on the short end of the stick because of the pandemic and the state guidelines. In a press release from Klaber, he stated the traditional ceremony for August 2nd was canceled. Klaber's release stated, "Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, in-person graduation for the class of 2020 was postponed to August 2nd. While a parade and virtual graduation were held in May, it was the hope that improved conditions would allow for in-person graduation to take place to honor our graduating seniors in the class of 2020 with a traditional commencement ceremony. Unfortunately, due to the continuing concerns around COVID-19 and following Phase 4 guidance, which prohibits the gathering of more than 50 people at a time, Hupston Area High School must cancel the planned makeup ceremony on August 2nd, and no additional makeup date will be set. The Hupston School District had its hands tied by the state-mandated guidelines preventing them from honoring these seniors in their senior year. It will be a year to be remembered, but with sadness at what was lost. We can't thank the class of 2020 enough for all that they have done for our school and community," said Klaber, "and we wish them nothing but the best in the future." And finally today, we have from the Community Briefs column in Danville, radio news broadcaster Bill Pickett will speak to the Danville Lions Club at noon on Thursday at Spanky's Banquet Hall, 409 East Main Street. And a boil water order for Potomac. A boil order is in effect for the northeast section of Potomac, including Vermilion, Grant, May Streets, and Lane Street from State to North until further notice due to a water main break. Call 987-6900 with any questions. And that takes us to the end of our time for today, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. My name is Greg. It's been a pleasure to read for you, and I hope you have a great day and stay safe. Take care.